This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Oxygen is running low, if not out entirely, on a Titanic-bound submersible as searchers race to find five people missing at sea. Explorers Club President Richard Garriott says there still may be some hope.
So they'll be resting, so they have burned the fewest calories, consumed the least oxygen. By the way, it's also very cold down there. That, on the one hand, you know, is also a health threat, but it will also depress your physiology to the point where you'll consume less resources like oxygen.
At least three people reportedly are dead after a tornado ripped through the tiny North Texas town of Matador. That's just over an hour's drive northeast of Lubbock, Texas. Sirens started blaring about 8 p.m. last night. The twister damaged a dozen buildings, and that prompted a search for people who might be trapped in the wreckage. The House Judiciary Committee held a hearing yesterday on the report of Special Counsel John Durham that exposed how the Federal Bureau of Investigations prompted the Crossfire Hurricane investigation against a sitting president without any credible evidence. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News last night.
In the summer of 2016, our government gets intelligence that says this all was a made-up story from the Clinton campaign. She approved it to take the pressure off of her email scandal. That is so credible that John Brennan briefs President Obama, Vice President Biden, Attorney General Lynch, and Director Comey, and then he puts it into a memo called a referral memorandum. That memo was given to Comey and Peter Strzok. They failed to take it to the FISA court.
Math and reading scores among 13-year-olds are down. New test scores released by the National Assessment of Educational Progress show math scores are at their lowest level since 1990, and reading scores are at their lowest level since 2004. The decline in math scores was the biggest since federal testing began in 1973. USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Seven people are in the hospital and dozens more are hurt after a hailstorm rained down on concertgoers at Red Rocks Amphitheater last night in Colorado. 80 to 90 people were treated at the famous venue ahead of a Lewis Tomlinson concert. Those taken to the hospital have non-life-threatening injuries with cuts and broken bones. The leaders of a Senate Homeland Security Subcommittee want to know more about the proposed merger of the PGA and LIV Golf Tours.
Democrat Richard Blumenthal and Republican Ron Johnson have asked LIV Golf CEO Greg Norman, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan, and the head of the Saudi Investment Fund to testify about the deal. Among the lawmakers' questions, how the new entity will be structured, the impact on the players, and what will be the role of the Saudi fund in pro golf in the USA. Several groups have already objected to the merger, most notably the one that represents the families of the victims of 9/11. I'm Richard Johnson.
Tropical Storm Brett is taking aim at parts of the Caribbean.
Forecasters say the storm strengthened slightly Wednesday and is forecast to reach the Lesser Antilles today. It's likely near its peak intensity with 65-mile-per-hour sustained winds. Brett could bring strong winds and torrential rain to places like St. Lucia and Barbados. The system is likely to dissipate over the Central Caribbean Sea by Saturday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. We better stop. Hey,
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We've got Grover Norquist, the Americans for Tax Reform president. Hey, Grover, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Always good. Hey, excuse me for just a moment here. I want to divert because we're going to talk about the IRS agents. But, you know, yesterday especially was quite troublesome for me as I was watching, you know, Adam Schiff make statements that he seemed that he didn't, you know, he accused the very thing he was accusing Republicans of. And Trump is the very thing that Hillary Clinton did. And his party has done, but he ignores all that, and he's somehow trying to pin the tail on them. And then you get the Durham report, where you get, I believe, somebody who has been a credible source and resource for our government, and because, you know, he wasn't giving them the red meat that, you know, and I'm talking about the Democrats, they went after this man in such an unconscionable way. And I'll tell you, it was such an exposure to me of the disease that is running rampant in the D.C. Beltway. And this disease is anti-American. It's anti-unifying. It is nothing, I believe, that the taxpayers can say, boy, I'm sure glad my money's going into this to get us the kind of answers that we need in order to get this country back on track. Do you have any response to that?
Just that this has been going on for quite some time. When President Reagan was elected in 1980, the election was not close in any way, and yet the New York Times had somebody write a column which said Reagan wasn't really elected legitimately. He stole the election because, and listen to this as an argument, Iran, the Ayatollah in Iran, wanted Reagan to win. Mind you, Reagan didn't, the Ayatollah didn't want Jimmy Carter, who he kicked around for 9 months or something, humiliated, played right on the world stage as an equal or better than the United States, the whole world looking at Iran, humiliating the Carter administration and the country by, because of the way Carter behaved. And so they didn't release the hostages, that Iran didn't release the hostages, in order to help Reagan win the election, okay? Now, mind you, they hadn't released them for the previous, I don't know, 300 days or something.
300 some days, yes, exactly.
Period.
Right. Yes.
Regarding, long before Reagan was or wasn't, you know, going to be the Republican nominee, or Carter was even going to be the nominee, because it's Kennedy running against him. And when did they release him? Oh, the week after Reagan wins? Ah, mission accomplished. Now you can have...
Was it during the inauguration or something? Wasn't it the timing somewhere about the same time, right?
Of.
Yes, yes.
The day of. Get him out of here before this guy who might kill us becomes president. Do it when Mushhead is in charge of things, right?
Yes, exactly.
No, he won't lash out after us. So they not only make up a cock and bull nonsense story, they make up one that is so palpably unlikely to be true. And anything, before you even look at it, you go, that's not true. And, and then there's nothing to see when you look at it. And then you had George W. Bush was elected president in 2000. And they spent a year, again, the New York Times taking the lead, announcing that, you know, we think he didn't really win Florida. Well, the first count said he won. The second count said he won. They finally, a year later, did a final count and said he won. Nothing had changed. Oh, what did happen was the Democrats took all, they were counting absentee ballots, right, which were there and hadn't been opened necessarily before the election was opened. And the Democrats challenged every military ballot. Every, you know, the party that says count every vote, nonsense.
Yes.
They challenged every single military ballot because it was a military ballot, because they had a pretty good reason to believe that people in the military were not going to be voting for Jimmy Carter's weakness. And they tried to steal the election that way. You know, they weren't able to steal it, but they tried. And you never hear about that when people talk about voter suppression. That was in front of other people, in the room, lawyers, you know, not Yahoos of the left. Lawyers, we challenge this for a reason, you know, well, because because he's a soldier. And we don't want soldiers voting. How despicable. When our friend Mr. Trump won the election narrowly in terms of, you know, the electoral college vote, I understand the other team goes, ooh, we were so close. Because we do that the other way around. When Biden won by cherry-picking a couple of states, you go, well, that was really close. I think we had 48,000 votes in the right place. Trump would have won. So they hated that Trump won narrowly. And they started, even before the election, this lie that Trump's people were working with the Russians for some reason. Now, why would Russia want Trump in office? Obama had allowed them to capture, to steal a great deal of Ukraine, and they'd have taken the second part of it during the Trump years. What did they do? They waited for a Democrat president to try and take over all of Ukraine. They clearly did not think that that was a good bet with Trump there. So the idea that the Russians would want Trump, and then when you look at it, I mean, I got the briefing from Facebook, which, you know, the Russians bought some stuff in Facebook. It was less than $100,000.
Exactly.
Two-thirds of it was in Texas and California, two states that were not in play, and two-thirds of it was after the election, after the election. The one thing you know was this money was... And it wasn't vote for one candidate or the other. It was directed at conservatives to make them outraged and directed at people of the left to make them to hate the other team. They were trying to stir up some animosity inside the United States between the two parties. And so that was Russia's play. And they say, well, they were trying to affect the election. The only state that was in play that got any money before the election was Wisconsin. And it was a few thousand dollars. But I've seen headlines in the Washington Post. Russians put money into Wisconsin. Not, you know, they I guess legally did it because there wasn't a campaign ad necessarily. But if they'd wanted to swing the election, the Russians do have billions of dollars they can play with.
And that's what it takes to move the market. Not a couple of thousand dollars, not even $1 million on a national campaign grower. That's nothing, right?
But two-thirds of the money was after the election. So it had no effect on that. And two-thirds was in the Texas and California, two states that one was going to go red, one was going to go... It wasn't just swing states. And the only way they can slice it is, well, they had a little bit in Wisconsin, and Wisconsin was close. Therefore, the Russians spent $100,000 to put a couple thousand into Wisconsin, cleverly disguising their real life. Well, why not the other swing states? So, first of all, they weren't trying to swing the election. They were trying to get animosity, but get Americans to argue with each other. And
well, we do that without interference.
Yes, that's true. It's perfectly capable of doing that.
It's our natural inclination. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Grover Norquist on the other side. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
He's the American for Tax Reform. President Grover Norquist continues with us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Grover, I appreciate your insight and how you've been breaking this down, because this is the biggest frustration. You know, something that we can all rally around. I say majority. I think we're about 65, close to 70% of Americans agree that we're on the wrong track. Okay, well, let's. What's our first step to get back on track?
Well, we need to rein in spending, and that doesn't mean, you know, cut everything tomorrow, but you can bend the cost curve down. One of the things that Trump put before Congress that was the piece of the Paul Ryan plan, which is you block grant welfare programs to the states and let the states manage food stamps and public housing and Medicaid. And in 50 states, some will do a really good job and everybody else can look over, oh, that works. And California will do something flamingly stupid. And people go, oh, don't do that. but right now, we have a welfare structure, more than 150 different welfare programs where, and by welfare program, I mean, a program, you show up and you say, I'm not working. I need money. Give me money or a house or a job or something. They give you stuff. Social Security and Medicare, people pay into and get something back. Welfare is stuff where you didn't pay anything at all. You did nothing to deserve it other than to show up and say, please give me other people's money. And that needs to be done very, very carefully. There's some people who are missing arms and legs and could use some help, and there are other people who defraud their fellow man. And you need to make distinctions between that. There's some people who can't work, and there's some people who won't work. And at the state level, you're a little easier, a lot easier to get that one right. But the fraud level, 10 to 20% on the welfare programs we have, is considered normal by Washington, D.C.
Put that in, Grover, hang on a second. Just really, 10 to 20%. Put that in raw numbers so that people can hear what kind of money we're talking about. You know, this kind of like, I mean, you know, you go into a restaurant, for example, and they call it, you know, the poor profit, poor loss, you know, when you're pouring drinks at the bar. And it's manageable. I mean, they try to keep it to around 3%. But here we're talking 10, 20%, which is outlandish, you know, compared to any kind of other business in America. But if the government and the kind of dollars we're talking about, you say 10-20%, we're talking lots of money with a dollar sign in front of it. What does that dollar sign look like, Grover, for our audience? Help them understand.
It's $3 trillion over the last several decades. I'm looking for the exact number of years, but $3 trillion improperly sent, you know, either we sent you too much or we shouldn't have sent you anything.
I think that was a study, what, from 2002 or something, from 2000, somewhere in there, that they were adding it up from 2000, something like in there.
Yeah,
I think so. I think Open Books had done it.
Jumped out at me.
Right.
Our friends over at Open the Books, openthebooks.com, does very, very good work. It's their study I was looking at most recently, and I thought I put it somewhere where I could find it easily, but I didn't. But openthebooks.com has it, and on welfare spending, welfare fraud. If you block grant to the states and say, last year we gave you $3 billion for these 50 little programs, including the big ones like Medicare, food stamps, here's your $3 billion, and that will increase only as fast as the incomes of the American people, okay? So you're not going to get more money on welfare next year compared to somebody who's actually working. Now, I think it's fairly generous, frankly, but you put that limit on the amount of money that the state gets, and then when the state decides how and what to spend money on, if they save money, they can build roads with it. If they save money, they can cut taxes. But they're responsible for their citizens, and if they do it wrong, they can lose the next election. How about that? And what they will do is if you give them the money, all of a sudden it's the state's money. Why do the states not fight fraud? Because it's all federal money. It's not their money.
Right.
But why do they care? If it's somebody, you know.
See, we're incentivizing all the wrong behavior. That's what you're saying, and this is what you've been, you know, yelling from the, you know, rooftops all these years, Grover. I mean, this is absurd. You know, that the way we manage the people's money, there should be a fiduciary responsibility. Any other entity that handles other people's money, oh my goodness, man, the screws are on tight. You better not, you know, miss a dot or a tittle, or you're going to be before the magistrate. But not when it comes to the bureaucracy.
No, and it happens at both ends. We tax people who work on Saturdays, and they tax them more because they have a higher income because they're working more hours. They're working 50 or 60 hours a week. They're working on the weekends. They're investing their money instead of spending it today. We tax that, savings, investment, and work, and discourage it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
When Reagan got elected, top marginal tax rate was 70%. So if you made $100 on the weekend, the government took 70%. When he walked out the door, it was 27% tax. So instead of paying the government 70 cents on the dollar, you paid them 27 cents on the marginal dollar, the last dollar you
right.
paid, top rate. That doubles the incentive to work. I'm
exactly.
Not gonna pay off. I'm going to go work because the cost of leisure goes up and the reward to work goes the reward to work goes up. And on the other side, so we subsidize people not working and we tax people who are working. Why do you think that is a healthy thing for the economy?
Right. Well, you know, and it's insane to me, Grover, because, you know, it's Democratic policies that do this. That's all they know is tax and spend. And then the Republicans come in, we, you know, right the ship here, start making it fair for people. And then after 4 years of that, the Democrats think, oh, bad deal. Let's go back and, you know, let's bring in inflation and recession. Let's pay more for everyday goods. And now we're, you know, what's it costing us? Somewhere around $8,000 more a month. You know, the everyday household of America, $8,000 more a month. Thank you very much, Joe Biden and the Democrats. And they keep voting these knuckleheads into office. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, the reason it has worked out that way is that Democrat Party in 1932 decided to buy votes, put people
exactly.
on welfare, give them government jobs, dead-end government jobs, but government mm-hmm. jobs. Guaranteed income in return for voting. The big cities are full of Democratic precinct workers who have government jobs. New York versus Florida. New York is Democrat, Florida's Republican. Why? Because New York literally spends twice as much per capita on state government. They don't have better roads, they don't have better schools, they don't have more of anything except they have more government workers, paid more, with more benefits than the rest of us get, and with pensions none of us will ever live to see,
exactly.
They have bought themselves a good chunk of the electorate, both with government employees getting overpaid, and then secondarily, or jobs, you know, the number of jobs in schools that have nothing to do with teaching, but just everybody's managing everybody else, there are more managers than there are teachers in our public school system, which
exactly,
public
right.
schools.
And the audacious thing about this whole deal is they've done it with our money, our taxpayer money. They use that money against us in order to set themselves up with nice, cushy jobs. Okay, 2 minutes left. IRS agents using fake names to gain entry into private homes of citizens to make threats and demands. I mean, wow, what is going on here?
They got caught red-handed in Ohio. A gentleman who works for the FBI goes to this woman's house, gives a fake name, asks to come in, doesn't say he's with the IRS, starts demanding tax documents, eventually does admit that he's with the IRS. Turns out she doesn't owe any taxes whatsoever. She calls her tax attorney, the person who did the tax returns. He tells the guy to get out of the house, and he says, I'm with the IRS. We can go into anybody's house we want anytime. That is what they teach you at IRS school.
Ooh.
Imagine somebody, police know they can't do that. We all watch
right.
TV shows. Do you have a warrant? You can't come in if you don't have a warrant. This
exactly.
guy walks right in, lies about who he is, then pulls it that I'm with the IRS. Who knows if he had a gun from a bunch of...
Well, coming soon, they will, right? They'll be packing.
Yep. There are 3,500 with guns. They have $5 million of ammunition, and they want more. But they got caught. He got caught at it. And the Republican Congress is investigating this case. And then the question is, none of your listeners have ever heard anything like this. Call your Republican congressman and let them know of the story, because they want to get the facts out.
Exactly. I mean, this is crazy. They're going to be packing. And then you got, of course, let's introduce AI into the system as well. And that's inevitable. You know Grover Norquist. And we got to leave it there. To be continued, Grover Norquist, he is the Americans for Tax Reform president. Thank you, Grover. Have a great day.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. The U.S. Coast Guard is predicting that the oxygen supply on the missing vessel used to explore the Titanic wreckage will run out in a matter of hours. Search efforts have been intensifying since Sunday when a submersible carrying five people disappeared roughly 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The focus is an area where Canadian aircraft recently detected underwater noises. So far, that effort has yielded negative results, according to the Coast Guard. At least three people reportedly are dead after a tornado ripped through the tiny North Texas town of Matador. That's just over an hour's drive northeast of Lubbock, Texas. Sirens started blaring about 8 p.m. last night. The twister damaged a dozen buildings, and that prompted a search for people who might be trapped in the wreckage. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, did you know June is Migraine and Headache Awareness Month? Well, it is, and maybe that pounding in your head is just kind of as a reminder that it is, because we're going to be talking about chronic migraine, additional preventative treatment options now available, by the way, and you can learn more about ways to help prevent migraines and a debilitating disease that impacts nearly this number. I tell you, this blew me away. 40 million Americans suffer from migraines. Dr. Hope O'Brien, a neurologist and founder and CEO of Headache Center of Hope, is with us, and joining her is Kelsey Owen. She's a working mom living with episodic migraine. Dr. Hope and Kelsey, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, thanks for having us. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, great. Well, Dr. Hope, this month, Migraine Headache Awareness Month. This is a good time for us to talk about those things that are bugging people. I mean, we're talking about it for a month, but we have sufferers that deal with it every day, every month, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So migraine is not just a headache, but it's a complex neurological disease that is characterized by recurrent attacks of head pain that tends to be pretty severe, moderate to severe in intensity. It can last on average anywhere between 4 to 72 hours and is throbbing or pounding in nature and associated with light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, nausea, and vomiting. So it's quite disabling for patients.
So the difference between episodic and chronic migraine is the frequency and the duration of the headache?
Yeah, so when a patient comes in, we talk about how frequent the headache or migraine is impacting their daily lives. And we look at it based on months of headache days. So for those having episodic migraine, what we mean is those individuals having anywhere between 0 to 14 headache days per month. And those described as having chronic migraine are individuals having 15 or more headache days per month, of which at least 8 of those days are impacted by migraine.
That's incredible. Well, Kelsey Owens is with us. She's a mom. Kelsey, tell us your story.
Yeah, so I have been living with episodic migraine for almost 30 years now, since I was just 6 years old. And there's not an area of my life that it doesn't impact. I have a very active 7-year-old daughter, and just trying to explain to her that I can't do sometimes really normal things like take her to the playground or make her a snack is really frustrating and sometimes even heartbreaking, you know, when she just wants to be with me and she's really sad. Professionally, I may have to step away with very, very little notice, and my team has to kind of scramble around and move meetings or push deadlines back or even take on some of my workload, not knowing how long that's going to last. And so, it can be really difficult to manage.
Well, and for you to be dealing with it this long, I mean, you've learned about how to be transparent. Like you say, you're working with your team, and so they understand, and there's empathy there to come alongside you when you are dealing with an episode, right?
Yeah, I'm really lucky in that way. I think, you know, a lot of people who suffer from migraine really struggle to get the people in their life to understand exactly what it is, that it's not just a headache. And to get accommodations for that. I mean, I'm in a really good place where I do have a team that can compensate for me, but there are people who don't have that kind of backup, who just can't come to work and maybe work on an hourly wage. So if they're not working, they're not making money to pay their bills. So I'm very lucky in that way, but I'm also really aware that not everybody is.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be quite debilitating, as you mentioned. When you have an episode, is this like a 15-minute window, a 30-minute window, or you just don't know?
I wish. I wish it was a 30-minute window. It's going to be different for everyone. So everyone's migraine attacks look different. And even for me, every migraine attack looks a little bit different. Typically, mine will last for about a day or so. Whatever time I start to feel a migraine attack coming, it's pretty much through the end of the day if it's not treated. And so once I go to bed and kind of wake up the next day, most of the time it's gone and I can go back to my life and move on. It's different for everybody.
Yeah, this is incredible. Dr. O'Brien, and of course, you know, these things vary, like you said, Kelsey was just saying, it varies from person to person. Tell us about some preventative treatment options for people with migraine that are now available.
Sure. So Kelsey and I are partnering with AbbVie, the maker of Qulipta, to raise awareness on an important milestone in migraine. And, you know, the FDA's approval to expand the indication of this medication across frequencies is so important because it provides those that are most impacted with migraine with a new, safe, and effective treatment option and a convenient once-daily pill. So Qulipta is an oral medication that is prescribed and indicated for the preventive treatment of both episodic and chronic migraine in adults. It's well-tolerated, with the most common side effects being nausea, constipation, fatigue, and tiredness. And we do have to talk with patients about the possibility of sensitivity reactions. So those who are allergic to Qulipta or its ingredients can develop anaphylaxis, which can be severe. It can occur day of taking the medication or days later. So it is important to talk with your healthcare provider about other medications that you are taking that can change the levels of Qulipta and ensure that it's an appropriate treatment option for that.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Hope O'Brien, urologist, founder, CEO of Headache Center of Hope, and Kelsey Owens, a working mother living with episodic migraines. How's Qulipta been working for you, Kelsey?
I am very happy with Qulipta. Since starting the medication, I have had fewer migraine days. I have had just less difficulty overall in going through my daily activities. And just the outside of the physical effects, just the freedom to not constantly kind of have that dark cloud hanging over your head and constantly trying to avoid your triggers and constantly trying to have contingency plans in place for if you have a migraine attack happen. Or what are you going to miss? Or how are you going to make it up to people? That has been, I think, to me and my family, just as important as, you know, the absence of the actual physical symptoms that I've had.
Yeah, I think you got to try and stay ahead of it, and as much as you can. And it starts with, as you said, keeping your family informed of what's going on. And of course, you and your family have had 30 plus years of practice with this. Bless your hearts. Oh my Lord, what a challenge this must be. In your experience, Kelsey, what would you suggest to other people like you with an active lifestyle that deal with migraine?
Yeah, I think it's really important to advocate for yourself and be really honest with your physician. So, you know, be really honest about what your symptoms are and how severe they are, because that's how your doctor is going to be able to help you and understand what's going on and diagnose you appropriately and get you the appropriate treatment. And so I think just doing that and just not giving up. You know, I think there's a lot of people who have tried so many different things and have either kind of settled on one thing or have given up completely. I certainly was there at one point. So I think knowing that the research has come so far, especially lately, and there are a new class of treatments out there and there are preventive treatments out there now that you can take. And I think just kind of having a renewed passion for pursuing those treatments for yourself and a better life for yourself is really important.
Exactly. Dr. O'Brien, as we wrap things up, we're going to take advantage of you as if we haven't already. This is almost like a free house call. Thank you so much. What's your recommendation and where can we go for more information?
First of all, my bill is in the mail. It works by blocking an important molecule that's believed to be a cause for migraine attack called CGRP. It's been demonstrated in clinical trials to reduce the monthly migraine days and improve how often migraine impacts an individual's work and daily activity. So for more information, I encourage listeners to speak with their physician, their primary care provider, their neurologist or headache specialist, about whether or not this is a good option for them. And then also they can check out the Qulipta website at qulipta.com.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Evie Bear Carroll joins us because it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview with the host of Movie Guide TV. Hey, Evie, how you doing?
Doing well.
Well, a little bit of controversy with the Oscars. You want to touch on that, comment on it? They made the announcement that next March will be Oscars date that we can put on our calendar. And meanwhile, there's going to be some new criteria if you expect to win the top prize at the Oscars, huh?
Yeah, they've been talking about this, for a couple of years. And so now that they've decided to do it and put it in their kind of requirements. So, more movies will be limited. And it's interesting because the Oscars started out, in the very beginning, trying to promote movies that were extremely popular, like The Sound of Music, and
right.
These were movies that everybody watched, right? And
exactly.
It's a Wonderful Life, small movies that nobody goes to, and nobody feels connected to. and they don't make any profit at the box office. And so they're continuing to do that with now that they're saying that there's, new policies you have to put into place, like the diversity requirements and stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe they had to just change and maybe add a different award, the Woke Award or something or whatever. But here you get this iconic brand of the Oscars that is now being compromised. I mean, are they going to end up, asking for Oscars back for some of these movies that don't fit the, the current criteria or the revised criteria?
The truth about the Oscars is, and all of these things, is that they're trying to say this, but, in reality, for so many years, they have been choosing these programs that are more, specific to their one ideology. But, it's so interesting because if you look at Christianity has been talking about, love everyone from the very beginning, right?
Right. Right.
And
we're all made in the image of God, one blood, all that good stuff, right?
Yeah. Now they're trying to make up for it, but, Christianity is the one, and Jesus has always said, everybody, has worth and value, women, female, and all ethnicities. And so it's interesting how they're trying to make up for the time there that they haven't been thinking about it. And now they're just saying, you know, we can just focus on this one thing, diversity, instead of,
yeah,
you know, it being inclusive in a total realm, you know, in the whole, in the whole of it.
Well, do you think that'll compromise the value of an Oscar? I mean, everybody, all the modern Oscars now are going to come with an asterisk and said, well, this one here was, you know, certified by the woke police and or whatever, you know. I'm sure they'll have more fancier words than that, but you know, because we've already had situations, even in the current era, where you say, wait, you know, it seems like the thumb's on the scale here. You know, this movie seemed to me, and I guess some of this comes to opinion, but now they're just saying, hey, look at, we're just going to, you know, we've been accused of being overt about this, but now we're just going to, you know, hey, look at, let's just put it all out in the open now, right?
You know, the Oscars, did you know that if you win an Oscar, it's hard to book another job? So, you know, actors, right, actresses, it's hard for them. Jennifer Lawrence, you know, all these actresses that once they win an Oscar, it's like almost like they can't book anything else because they, you know, people think they're out of reach in terms of cost and money that they're going to have to spend on those actors. So yeah, I don't think it's such a, you know, great stance to say that, you know, you've won an Oscar in terms of that kind of thing because you won't be able to be hired again because they think you're at a level that you can't afford. So,
well, what about the audience? How's the audience going to respond? I mean, you know, the Oscar awards already have at times been a yawn. Now it's going to be a yawn plus.
Yeah, I mean, for years their viewership has gone down, and so I guess that's what they're, you know, they're hoping it'll go up, but really for years and years it's gone down.
Well, I think Bud Light had hoped. Yeah, Bud Light had hoped they'd sell more beer too, but we know what happened there. I'll tell you, we've got their audience.
You're right.
Exactly.
It's not their audience. So.
Well, let's talk about Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. What did you see here?
Yes, this Indiana Jones Dial of Destiny is a very silly popcorn movie because he's trying to get this device that the horrible bad guy is trying to steal, this device that turns back time and will change history and make it so the Nazis actually win and not the, you know, Hitler actually wins World War II. And so... Indiana Jones, you know, Indiana Jones has been fighting this for a long time, right?
Of course.
every movie.
Yeah, he's everything but a cape, you know, so it's good. You know, we like Indiana Jones.
So it's fun. It's got a lot of action. It's got a lot of adventure. It's not, you know, not bloody, not gory. It's just a fun popcorn movie.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with those popcorn movies. Every once in a while, you know, you can take the kids and, you know, be able to enjoy it. So, family rated?
Yeah, we would say, you know, we say kind of 12 and above.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. You know, okay. A little older kid and above.
Right. Well, I also wanted to talk to you about what Movie Guide was reporting on, and that these new children's shows that are showing Witchcraft Champions. What's going on here?
Yeah, this is a WB show called Witch Detectives, and they're detectives that use their, you know, skills, your witchcraft skills. Yeah, these type of shows are popping up. You know, I talked to you last week about one called Pauline that we have a petition for on our site about a teenager who falls in love with the devil. And so these kind of witchcraft, horrible, you know, demonic shows are kind of coming up. And so we've got to sit as an audience that, you know, we don't like it. There's 170 million Christians that go to, you know, that go to church every week. You know, we have to say that this is not the content we want our kids looking at.
Yeah, they should definitely be aware and vote their values with their pocketbook, certainly, on this, because this can kind of sneak up on you. It's presented as a children's show. Seems pretty benign until you actually look and check it out. And this is why you need to go to Movie Guide and read the reviews so that you can be prudent and protect your children, especially these days, Evie. I mean, you've got young ones. It's a constant level of vigilance, isn't it? I mean, it's such levels that are unprecedented, I believe.
I know. It's coming all over. It's huge on TikTok. Witchcraft is huge on TikTok, like something like billions of hits. And so, you know, I do want to encourage, you know, any parent any person to be aware of what's in these shows and not, you know, be aware of what your kids. This is an animated show, so it's really geared to the younger audience. So
yeah, without a doubt.
We really need to be aware of it.
Well, and as you said, this has been going on for a while, and there's just something right now where we are in this season of our culture where the demonic seems to be given a portal and full opportunity to just unleash its evil. And, you know, so again, parents, grandparents need to be well aware that there is a battle that's raging, and it's raging aggressively toward our little ones.
Yes, exactly. The devil's on the move, and we need to be careful.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, let's talk good news. Chosen, huh? Good news about The Chosen.
Yes, it surpassed even Baywatch, apparently. Baywatch was...
I didn't really realize Baywatch was in the lead in that until I saw this.
But apparently The Chosen is the most dubbed series of all time. That means that it's been in 50 different languages this year. That's a great thing because that means that, you know, people can hear it all around the world. And so, you know, that's the show is always promoting. It's all about Jesus. So,
yes, amen.
You know, no matter what's going on right now, it's the premise of the show is all about Jesus. So now it's in 50 different languages.
Well, The Chosen, a great anecdote, certainly, you know, with what's happening, you know, on the big screens and some of the entries into the minds of our children, the attempted entries into the minds of our children. And, you know, get our kids in front of Chosen. I mean, you know, you can binge. We got season 1, 2, 3, 4 coming in January, just around the corner, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is a good sign, right? Because it's showing that people actually do want these shows, no matter what Hollywood produces. You know, people want stuff like The Chosen, and the proof is that people are watching it.
Yeah.
So
it probably won't get an award anywhere, but you know, like we talked about earlier, I mean, you know, the popularity, and I'm sure, you know, Dallas Jenkins and the team did not produce The Chosen for awards. I mean, their awards are something that they would hope to attain on the other side of heaven, right? With a golden crown.
But, you know, we're a different type of awards working because we're for faith and family. So.
Yep, exactly. Well, one final thing, got about a minute left here. Jeopardy contestants stumped a little bit with all things the Lord's Prayer. Now, the Jeopardy contestants here, we're talking to some pretty smart people here, right?
Yes, this is so sad. Does this show an example of our world? I'm not sure, but, you know, they could Lord's Prayer. This is not, you know, where the world is going, right? And so we got to pray for people, and we got to reach out to people. We got to tell people about Jesus, be open about our faith. They could not recite one line, even one line, the three Jeopardy contestants of the Lord's Prayer. So it's pretty sad.
Yeah, they didn't know that Hallow was God's name, huh? Hallow be thy name.
Yeah,
amazing.
Exactly.
But like you say, sad commentary. She is all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She's the host of Movie Guide TV, Evie Bear Carroll. Thank you, Evie. Take care. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we